You know, there is something, it is not in Surah Allah, it is in Surah Teen, that the mention is made to لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Asana Taqweem is not the reference to the quality of man, but the quality of Creator, in the best of manners. Yet, the same verse, Surah says, that we left two choices for that man, which was created in the best of manners. And that choice was, a choice was provided to him to follow the wrong course, and also a choice was provided to follow the right course. If he followed the right course, it was provided that he would progress limitlessly and continuously, forever and forever. And if he followed the wrong course, then he would have gone back into the process of deterioration, fallen to such depths as he originally arose from. That is, he would return to the same state from where he was created and brought up. That is beastliness. With man, less human values. So, that is what is said. Asana Taqweem only means that Allah created man perfectly, that is, in a perfect way. His creation is perfect. But each man is not perfect. That is not what is claimed. That is a different thing altogether.
No, I'm a little bit confused over that, actually. I don't seem to be able to... I mean, if God has created in a perfect way...
Now tell me, can't you create a gun in a perfect way?
Yes.
You can? So, can a perfect gun be used for a murder or not?
Yes.
Will that be imperfect for that matter? Most of the weapons were created in excellent manner by the modern machineries, war machineries. They are unfortunately most often used for wrong purposes. So, it doesn't reflect on the manner in which they were created. That is neither here nor there. So that same verse, the same surah, enlightens us about that. That although man has been created in perfect way, yet in the scheme of things it was provided that he could be either used for right or for wrong. And he himself could either use him for the right or for the wrong. So the beauty of the creation is that if he uses himself or his capabilities in the right direction, then he would continue to progress forever and forever. غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, that would be his reward. That his progress would be unending, unlimiting, and unlimited. So that is the perfection of creation. But if a perfectly created object is misused, that does not reflect upon the Creator and the way it was created. Now you understand?
Yeah.